A new development for the city of Seattle and the sports fans all around it, and anyone trying to drive around at game time. Yesterday, Seattle's mayor chose an investor group to renovate Key Arena. Mayor Ed Murray said he wants NHL hockey and NBA basketball to be there in Seattle Center. But wait, there is another plan for a new sports stadium. An investment group has land in the Soto neighborhood. They want to bring hockey and basketball there. Has the city now abandoned the Soto idea? My next guest says no. Wally Walker is general manager of Seattle's old NBA team, the Sonics. He's one of those investors pushing for the Soto Arena. Welcome, Wally.
Hey, Bill.
This is the sound of Seattle Mayor Ed Murray talking up Key Arena and Seattle Center as the ideal spot for pro sports.
Located at the intersection of our booming South Lake Union Tech Hub, a future light rail station, and two of the city's densest neighborhoods, downtown, uptown, as well as other neighborhoods such as Queen Anne, Seattle Center is posed to be a global cultural district. And that's why we're here this afternoon, because we have a community asset. It's called an arena, and it deserves bold investments.
Wally, doesn't that sound like Ed Murray's made up his mind?
Oh, he has, but the city council makes the decision on what happens, and he's made a recommendation about who he's going to negotiate with going forward. The terms yet to be determined, and that's critical, because all we've seen are kind of generalities about what it means for the city, their cost, their liability, and more specifically, what happens with the taxpayers and what they're on the hook for.
Yeah, let's talk about the taxpayers. Mayor Murray said he thinks that the best deal is the Key Arena deal, but he also said that the taxpayers are on the hook currently for this asset in Seattle Center, Key Arena.
We own this property. This property is in desperate need of renovation. If it were to exist even on, you know, without major teams, we'd have to do something with it. If there's an arena built somewhere else, we have a huge liability on our hands, a place that could easily go dark and have a negative impact on the neighborhood.
So, Wally Walker, what do you want to say to the taxpayers of Seattle?
Well, there'd be so much tax revenue for the city, county, state, but mostly the city generated from the Soto Arena that it would pay for what they want to do with Key Arena and a lot of other things. Let me give you one example. Privately financed Soto Arena pays property tax, over which half goes to Washington State Schools, which over the course of a 30-plus year lease would generate over $100 million for Washington State Schools. That would be zero from Key Arena. But beyond that, there are a lot of other tax revenue sources coming from Soto that wouldn't be generated for the public and the general coffers from a Seattle Center renovation.
So the head of the Key Arena investor group, Tim Leiweke, said in his bid, quote, there's zero cost to the city, none, not a penny. But you're saying it's not just about risk, that the Soto Arena idea, that would bring in more money for the city.
Well, two things. One, in their proposal, there are things like called tax reinvestment, tax sharing, emissions tax. The Goldman Sachs letter that they showed finally on Monday night said tax rebates. Well, where are those coming from? They're coming from either the owner, the ticket buyer in terms of emissions tax, or from the public. When you're talking about reinvesting it, that needs to be fleshed out. The other part of it is there's a huge opportunity cost relative to Soto, because Soto is going to generate tens of millions for the city every year in tax revenue.
Stepping away from the financing plans for a moment, why, you heard Ed Murray talking about what a jewel of a location Key Arena and Seattle Center are. Why is Soto a better spot for Sonics and hockey?
Transportation and parking, if you want to boil it down in as simple terms as possible. You have quotes from people like Ron Sims in 2012 saying that the Soto Stadium District had the best transportation infrastructure of any stadium district in the country. I agree with him. I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen a lot of them. And it's multimodal, and it's just the best there is. So, Seattle Center, I've spent a lot of time there. I was a tenant there running the Sonics for 11 years. I played there for a number of years. It has some charm, but the neighborhood has changed. The parking supply has gone away. The traffic has gotten worse, not better. And if anyone thinks that trend is going to change, I'd like to hear the reasons why.
One more quick piece of audio. This is Mayor Murray when he's asked whether the Soto plan is dead, and he says, well...
So the Soto plan is still technically alive?
technically alive? Is that like the Cleveland Cavaliers are technically still alive in the NBA Finals?
Well, again, the city council is going to make this decision. The mayor has made his recommendation about a negotiation. We haven't seen a final deal. We welcome a comparison. Whatever final deal they arrive, and hopefully there's independent analysis, I'm told by city council members there will be a lot of time spent on the independent analysis that was already spent on the Soto project some 5 years ago. And there should be. There needs to be. It's a big investment for somebody, and it could be a big liability for Seattle City and state taxpayers. Take a close look at it. Compare the two. Make your decision. We accept that.
Wally Walker, finally, I take it you have love for the Sonics. You played. You were a general manager of the Sonics. The group that's leading the Key Arena bid, your rival, says, hey, investors, Soto investors, join us. If the city council is not into your Soto location, Wally, would you switch teams and help bring the Sonics back to Key Arena?
Well, that would be a decision for the majority owner of an NBA team, not the third-party operator being OBG. And I also think that if that's really a good-faith offer, wouldn't you pick up the phone and ask that before you get into a public press conference? So I don't know what that was about.
He hasn't called you up? He hasn't called Chris Hansen?
I haven't gotten that call, no.
No? Well, I'm asking you now.
What we want and what we've always wanted is a solution that would attract both the NBA and NHL. We'd be happy if it works out at a Key Arena, whatever it's going to be called in the future. We'd still own the Soto real estate, and we'd just go ahead. We have some real concerns that need to be pointed out as it relates to the ability to attract an NBA and NHL teams, given the structure and the cost that is currently proposed.
Wally Walker, part of Chris Hansen's investment group, looking to bring a new arena, not to Seattle Center, but to the Soto neighborhood, and he's a former NBA player and GM at the Sonics. And Wally Walker, we'll watch it together and see if you can. It sounds like you're saying, yeah, we're not convincing Ed Murray, but you and your group will try to convince Seattle City Council otherwise, and we'll hope you join us again. Thank you.
Well, and the taxpayers need to pay close attention too for both the cost to them, the potential liability, and what they're giving up relative to the proposals. And again, we don't know the final one for Seattle Center, and we'll all take a look and hope a good decision gets made.
Yeah, we'll be comparing the competing financing packages on KUOW, and hope you'll be part of it, Wally Walker.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Ed Murray, thanks, Wally. Again, Ed Murray announcing yesterday he supports the proposal to renovate Key Arena for both an NBA and NHL team, and the mayor said he hopes to have approval for the deal from the city council by the end of the year. You can see there's a lot of convincing and elaborating to come. You'll hear about it here on KUOW Seattle.